The crisis of global warming is real. The Antarctic ice shelf continues to break up, the Dead Sea water level is showing signs of continuing water loss, and the Gangetree and Khumbu glaciers have been found to be shrinking at an alarming rate, just to name a few of the disastrous effects on our planet. Global warming is also causing the climate to change. According to Professor Barry Brook, director of the Research Institute for Climate Change and Sustainability at the University of Adelaide in Australia, climate changes associated with global warming are taking place at a much faster rate than previously predicted. How can we stop global warming? What is the solution? In light of the scientific evidence stressing the grave state of our planet caused by climate change and the urgent need for immediate action, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has been delivering for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and we must practice sustainable living. The significance of a vegetarian diet, one that is animal-free, is further supported by the 2006 UN report, Livestock's Long Shadow, which states that raising animals for livestock generates more carbon emissions than all of the world's transport combined. In fact, farm animals also release other noxious gases, including methane, a gas that is 20 times more lethal a greenhouse gas than carbon dioxide. After over 20 years of sharing her knowledge on how to live a balanced life while pursuing a spiritual path, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to dedicate her time and effort to uplift and enhance the life of all beings. Motivated by her unconditional love and overflowing compassion for our planet and its co-inhabitants, humans and animals alike, Supreme Master Ching Hai selflessly accepts invitations to share her insights and wisdom on the topic of global warming and climate change, such as gatherings with our association members, symposiums, or via video conferences and the like. To address the urgent issue of climate change and how to stop global warming, our association members in Tokyo hosted the SOS Stop Global Warming Seminar on July 27, 2008. This was a gathering of concerned dignitaries from technology, medicine and other fields, each of whom had prepared questions to ask the special honoured guest, Supreme Master Ching Hai. Despite her busy schedule, Supreme Master Ching Hai graciously took the time to answer all the questions, providing both universal insights as well as astute advice for the people of Japan. We now invite you to enjoy part two of the rebroadcast of this momentous event, the SOS Stop Global Warming Seminar in Tokyo, Japan on July 27, 2008, with Supreme Master Ching Hai as special guest of honour.
Our next speaker this evening is Mr. Tatsuo Murakami. He is an industrial designer and the executive director of Hadio Glass Corporation, which incidentally is an outstanding eco-friendly company in Japan.
Wow.
Konnichiwa, Murakami desu. Watashi no shokugyo wa industrial designer de benri na mono o takusan tsukutte iru n desu ga その便利なものが結果的に行き過ぎて災いを生んでしまっているというような自覚が最近ありまして、それで石油を燃やして車を走らせる、あとどんどん消費を推進するような商品をたくさん作るというようなことを長年やってまいりました。そういう結果ワンウェイの消費傾向で、ずっと物を作ってきてるんですが、ここに来て、それの限界というか、それが良いことではないという、実際には危機になったということで、それをどのように受け止めればいいかということが一つの質問です。
How possible? Well, you have to do some research, yes, and see what is a better solution. There are many choices, but it takes some time. Meanwhile, do not blame yourself so much. You can do only your best. What you have been doing was according to what you know as the best. What the people have been doing up to now also is according to what they know as the best. But if you think anything is not good in our life, then we have to change it. And we can do research on the internet or all kind of scientific information available nowadays to try to make life better. That's why I suggest vegetarian diet, including not wearing animals' products and all that. And we have to help one another as well. And slowly things will change for the better.
ありがとうございます。非常に、励みになる回答をいただきまして本当にありがとうございました。もう一つだけ、お尋ねしたいんですが、一番安全な材料として私は今、ガラスという素材を使っていろいろなものを作ることをしております。本来、あんまり、ピュアな材料として非常に地球上では認識されている材料を使うという、そういう方法によって、新しいクッキングのための食器だとか、そういうものを今手掛けておりますけども、そういう方向は、自分の今条文になっておりますが、そういったことでリサイクルというワンウェイではなくてリサイクルということがかなり方向としては正しいのかどうか、その辺について一つご示唆をいただきたいなというふうに思います。
Yes, of course, sir, of course. Everything recyclable is more healthy for us and for the planet. And thank you for doing that. I hope other people will emulate you and do the right thing.Thank you for being eco-conscious.
Thank you very much, Supreme Master Chinhai.
ありがとうございました。
Thank you, Mr. Tatsuo. Thank you, Mr. Tatsuo Murakami. Arigato.
Supreme Master Chinhai, our next speaker this evening is Dr. Eiko Mochinaga. She is a dermatologist at Akita Hospital and Nishigoshi Hospital in Kyushu, Japan.
こんにちは。まずこのような機会を与えてくださったことに深く感謝いたします。先日、あなたが書かれたドッグインマイライフを読ませていただきました。人と犬は種の違いなどなく、辛い目に遭えば傷つき、愛で満たされれば幸せになり、周囲にも愛で応えるようになる。そういったことを気づかされました。で、地上に生きるありとあらゆる生き物は全て等しく貴重なもので、それぞれ愛すべき尊重されるべき存在であることというのを深い感動を覚えました。で、私はこの十数年来菜食主義です。そして医師であると同時に二人の男の子の母親で、子どもたちもまた菜食で育てています。生き物への愛や少しでも地球環境に優しい暮らしをしたいとの理由からそのようにしており、人に尋ねられた時や子どもたちにも折に触れなぜ菜食なのかを話し、機会があれば菜食であることが地球温暖化防止にいかに役立つか資料を配ったりしています。私は医師としての仕事の場で患者さんたちに皮膚の健康を守るためにおのおのできることをするよう指導しているという話をしました。地球温暖化の阻止についても同じで、菜食を貫くことやエコバッグを使うなどといって個人でできることをしています。でも個人ができることということに限界を感じています。私は日本の南の九州に住んでいるんですけれども、まるで熱帯地方のスコールのような局地的な雨や水による被害を身近で感じると、そういった時に無力感に見舞われます。今まで私の住む地方ではなかったようなことです。このまま温暖化が進めば地球は死の惑星になってしまうのではないか、そんなふうに感じています。未来を担う子どもたちのためにも、海や山、空に住む純粋な生き物たちのためにも、本当に何とかしなければならないと思います。そこで私の質問なのですが、私たちに今何ができるのかということをアドバイスしていただけないでしょうか。
Dr. Eiko, 勉強ですか? Thank you for being such a noble example for your family, your patients, and your Japanese society and the world at large. Please continue your noble way of living. And everyone else that will look up to you and emulate you. Your children are already in the right direction. So your neighbors, maybe next, and your co-workers, your patients, anyone you can talk to, you pass on the information that you know. We have also more information on our Supreme Master Television and SupremeMasterTV.com. If you need more of the concentrate dose of information, you are free to download them and print them out in a concentrate form. Then you can hand it out to your patients or to whomever you meet. Because as a doctor, you're quite busy already. I think you can only do your best, and you are already doing your best, to which I'm very grateful. I'm sure the animals are very grateful and the earth is very grateful to you. As individual, being a vegetarian is already a great step towards saving the planet. If everyone is doing the way you do, then the planet will be safe and become better even than now. That's all we can do. Thank you so much anyway. Arigato, Dr. Aiko Mochinaga.
マスター、とてももったいないお言葉をありがとうございます。おっしゃられるように努めていきたいと思います。本当にありがとうございます。
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you very much, Supreme Master Chinhai.
You look beautiful anyway. You look beautiful and young. Good skin. See, being vegetarian.Can be very beautiful. You are a good example.
ありがとうございます。
So our next speaker this evening is Mr. Tetsuro Mori. He is a representative of Shiwase Soken and a consultant for corporate social responsibility. He is also a member of the Japan CI Society and the Japan Holistic Medical Convention.
I'm very, very honored to...be here to ask questions, and I'm a vegetarian, so it's a great opportunity to ask you some questions about
thank you
vegetarianism and etc.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
と、私が、まあ、勉強しているマクロビオティックなどのベジタリアン料理はですね、肉の代わりの素材とかいろんなものが非常に高くつくので、お金を持っている方にはいいんですけれども、お金持ちじゃない人にはハードルが高い気がします。安い菜食料理を考案して普及することが大切だと思いますが、いかがお考えでしょうか。
Of course, it's good to be macrobiotic, all of us, yes. But not all vegetarian food are expensive. Perhaps in Japan, things are expensive anyway.When I was in Japan, I found that things are a little more expensive than in other countries, yes. Because Japan has a little land, mostly a mountain, and the islands are smaller, and the people are great number. So maybe we just have to live accordingly. It doesn't have to be exactly macrobiotic, yeah. Tofu is not very expensive there, is it?And dry beans and wheat and lentils, for example, they're full of protein and can be made into delectable meat-like dishes at home without spending so much. But I guess in Japan, things are a little bit more expensive in any case. There are many alternative lifestyles. So even growing your own organic food in your apartments, etc., it doesn't have to be extremely one way or another, or ready-made food.Create for yourself what you need, yeah? Just simple food to appease your hunger's demand and put trust in the divine to nourish us of whatever extra we need for the body, yes? Because we don't just live by food alone. Remember that. Remember well. We have the divine power within us. That's why some people can continue to exist without food even. So the important point is trusting the divine to care for our need and to do our best as well. Suppose you don't have enough nutrition according to the worldly justification, yes? But you trust in the divine, you meditate, you pray, and then the power within us will nourish us and supply us with whatever extra we need. But we have to be really firm in our faith and live a virtuous life, yes? Our mentality has to change, that's all. That is to be compassionate. We choose vegetarian diet to save life, yeah, and stop suffering. Let's live and let live, so that all beings will be happy and live in peace with one another. And we bestow the gift of fearlessness to all beings, yes? And then all goodness and necessity will come our way. Just be compassionate, live a virtuous life, and trust the providence within yourself. Trust the providence, yes? Trust the divine, which is yourself, inside you. Thank you, Mr. Tetsuro Mori.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Actually, you answered my third question at the same time. You seemed like you predicted what I was asking, so thank you very much.
Thank you, also.
Thank you so much. The next is Mr. Gary Nicholson. He is an American middle school teacher at Yokota Air Base in Japan.
A new prediction was recently published in a June 27th story by CNN News. The National Snow and Ice Data Center in Boulder, Colorado has again revised previous predictions of when we might see an ice-free North Pole. They said that North Pole could be ice-free for the first time in human history by as early as September 2008. Senior research scientist Dr. Mark Cerise was quoted as saying, "The situation is just astounding." Dr. Mark Cerise went on to say, "If you talk to me or other scientists just a few years ago, we were saying that we might lose all or most of the summer sea ice cover by anywhere from 2050 to 2100. September of 2008 is, as Dr. Cerise puts it, astounding." Dr. Mark Cerise goes on to say that the scientists who still maintain that the Arctic meltdown is just part of an historic cycle are wrong. To those scientists, he says, it's a situation where we hate to say we told you so, but we told you so.
Yeah, that's right.
I understand that you sounded the SOS warning long before these recent scientific predictions. Can you please comment on this new prediction that the North Pole may be ice-free by as early as September 2008?
Yes, Mr. Nicholson. Yes, it has already begun. And some scientists recently had to be airlifted out of the carved-in pole ice situation. And luckily, they were rescued in time, because the ice around them started to melt and their station has become endangered. So I providing you now the information. The Russian scientists were forced to leave their polar station due to global warming. On the first, Russian polar researchers and their two dogs even have to be rescued from their camp on a rapidly melting ice floe. Camp North Pole number 35 was set up in September 2007 only, recently, with the original intention of staying until late August 2008. But however, the early arrival of melting season in 2008, along with the camp's ice floe currently drifting toward a warmer water current, has placed the scientists and the dog's lives in danger. So they have been rescued by helicopter. We thank God for the safety of Russian researchers and the two dogs as well. I think we better heed the warning of the scientists, because otherwise it's not just the ice melt, huh? Maybe we will melt also. I hope not. I hope not. And we are working frantically toward saving the planet. So if we go vegetarian, our good karma of saving lives will in turn reward us with our life saved. That's all I can say. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much for that information.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Supreme Master Qinghai.
It's quicker than we think. The ice melting.
Our next question is from a gentleman named Dr. Kiyoshi Uchiba. He is head of the Ooka Medical Clinic in Nagano, Japan, and director of a non-profit which promotes the health of bedridden patients.
私どもが一番抱えている問題っていうのはコンセンサスの問題やと。で、このコンセンサスの問題っていうのは非常に根深くてですね、ある人のコンセンサスっていうのは常識的なコンセンサスであっても、ある人にとってはそれはエキセントリックなわけですね。非常に極端なと受け取られがちになります。で、そうすると多くの場合それを解決する一つの大事件みたいなのがあるわけですね。例えば、戦争なんかがそうだったりするわけです。一つ必要に迫られて価値観が変わっていくっていうのが、現実なわけですね。そうでもない限り、例えばベジタリアンであったりビーガンであったりするのはエキセントリックだというふうな社会的批判を受けやすいという部分があります。
Yes, it takes time, doctor. I have all my sympathy with you and your expression. Most often, if there is something new, people seem to ridicule it or react with unfriendliness. And that's the reason why we have not progressed so far, the human race. And that's why we have missed so many opportunities to progress physically and spiritually. We could have a better world already if we heeded the counseling of wise sages, inventors, and good strategists, or economic strategists, or world management strategists. But instead, we inhibited our growth by ridiculing something new or something that seemed to threaten our economic gain or our reputation or prestige. Yes, even if the new things are good for all, including for us. Yes. People are afraid of new things. And that's why many saints and sages have been denied their holy teaching on the planet. Yes. And even nowadays, it's not much different from Jesus or Buddha's time concerning the truth and the vegetarian diet. Well, it's much better as we have more information on the internet. So people do know that vegetarian diet are really healthy and the alternative way of life is truly beneficial. But still, some are still afraid to be openly vegetarian, or raw food eaters, or breatharian, solarian, etc., etc. Yes, because people around them are not very supportive. But perhaps the time has come now that all will be opened and welcome. As mankind is facing present danger of extinction, people are trying to unite now to solve this urgent crisis. I see improvement and acceptance everywhere. I see peace efforts. I see generous helping hands from all nations and individuals and groups and organizations. I see love growing in different ways. These signs might be still insignificant now, but they are like the spark, the fire, that will soon turn into a mighty flame, that will cinder past ignorance and hatred and make a new beginning of a nobler and saintlier race on earth. Please think positive and keep doing what you can to awaken our neighbors and keep dreaming of a heavenly world in our lifetime. And continue to the next generations to come. We are together. We are fearless. We are strong. We are determined to change the world. We are courageous. We are with all humanity who wish for a peaceful, safe, loving world. And we all deserve it. Please continue. Thank you, Dr. Uchiha.
One more question, please.
Yes.
例えばですね、近い将来、おそらく新型インフルエンザでですね、世界中鳥が食べられなくなりますよね。で、パンデミックはもう目の前です。で、これは、誰も騒いでませんけども、分かってる人はもう、この地球温暖化と同じように騒いでるわけですね。で、そうすると、まあ、例えば鶏肉はそろそろ食えなくなるぞと。そういうふうな、同じようなシナリオがですね、他のものにも僕は起こってくるんじゃないかということを考えてるんですけど、どのようにお考えですか？
Well, doctor, it has already begun many places on the planet about the bird flu. And now we have mad cow disease, blue tongue disease, etc. And so many millions tons of beef have been recalled in many different countries. And beef temporarily has been banned in several countries in Europe as well as Asia. Yes. So you are right in this matter. And the animals do really sacrifice their well-being to warn us. But I do hope that human heed their warning and change the way of life. That we have to change to live a noble way of life as befitting a human being. Human being is the crown of the creation. We have to live accordingly. We have to live in dignity and responsibility to ourselves, our family members, our nation, and all the co-inhabitants on the planet. But I do hope that people wake up soon and the animal do not have to suffer so much. But this is a warning that humans should forsake the bad habit of meat eating. It is very clear. I don't understand why people do not see it yet, but I hope they will see it soon, Doctor. Thank you for bringing it up.
Thank you very much.
Tue kasimashite. Please think positive and keep doing what you can to awaken our neighbors and keep dreaming of a heavenly world in our lifetime and continue to the next generations to come. We are together. We are fearless. We are strong. We are determined to change the world. We are courageous. We are with all humanity who wish for a peaceful, safe, loving world. And we all deserve it.
We thank you for your kind presence on today's Words of Wisdom for the rebroadcast of the SOS Stop Global Warming Seminar in Tokyo, Japan. Please tune in tomorrow for part 3. And now, please stay tuned for A Journey Through Ascetic Realms, coming up next on Supreme Master Television, right after Noteworthy News. With heaven's blessings, may all beings on our beautiful planet coexist in peace, love, and happiness.